Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. At Camp Chioka, it has been our mission for over 50 years to lead campers into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. These conversations share the heart of our camp family in efforts to lead us all into a deeper relationship with the Lord.
Hey campers, this is John Luke. I am so excited to host this week because I finally get to interview the amazing Megan Harkins. I love her because while she is so amazing and good with words, she's also so wise and such a good listener. Thank you for listening to this season. Hope you enjoy this episode, this final episode, and we can't wait to get into season 3. Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. This is your host, John Luke Robertson. We're on with Miss Megan Harkins here. So glad to have you on, Megan.
Thank you, Mr. John Luke, for becoming the host. I'm glad you get to try another job at camp, so you really will have done them all.
Yes. Very, very happy to be on. I've been looking forward to interviewing you for a long time since I thought of it yesterday.
We took the idea and ran with it.
I think we are going to have a great podcast. I think you have a lot of wisdom to share for our audience.
I hope so.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun. So our first question, what have you taken to life outside of camp?
I think that's a good question, John, mm-hmm. Like that you thought of.
Yes.
But what I've taken to life outside of camp, like initially starting to work here last year, was just letting yourself be loved by others and not having so many walls up and things, because I got here and I wanted to love my campers well, but there also was the initial, like, I'm living in a new place and I have to make new friends and I don't know any of these people. So part of it was loving campers, but also just trying to create solid relationships with staff, like on weekends and at nights. And I just remember being very hesitant to like let my guard down. Mm-hmm. And I would just see groups of staff that have worked here for so long. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, they're like very content sitting there as they are. Why would I want to burst in to their little bubble? So I think I just took too long, like kind of putting myself out there. So then what I've learned, and literally Reeves just called me out one night. He's like, why don't you let us like love you?
Yeah.
And then from that, I realized if I'm like keeping everyone else at an elbow's distance, surely I have to be keeping God at an elbow's distance. So it was really just like learning to trust people and giving people the benefit of the doubt and that they do have good intentions. And then learning to really be loved by God and learning to accept his love just in a new, deep, really intimate way that I hadn't before. Mm-hmm. From that, I just like saw a transformation and confidence, and like not being afraid to go out and love others, and in the humblest way possible, recognizing the Lord made me like I am a gift, like my friendship can bless others because of the Holy Spirit in me. So yeah, I hope that made sense.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. So last year was your first year. So why did you decide to come back this year?
Oh my goodness, I decided to come back because I just knew I would be sad, honestly, the whole summer if I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as we get older throughout college, there's way more decisions, like way more commitments. Mm-hmm. But first, just for my campers and the thought, and there were so many things this summer that nobody ever thought would happen. But my ultimate decision was if my campers are here, I want to be here for them and be able to love them, especially with what they had walked through the past couple months.
Yeah.
And then also just knowing how much this community is doing outside of the summer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if we can come back and be here with the friends that I talk to all year and physically get to spend time with them, I want to do that for as long as I can, because obviously we will get older and like we'll have to make other choices. So I'm like, as long as I can do this, I want to be able to.
That's awesome. Well, so glad that you decided to come back.
Me too.
And that's awesome. So last year, you were a counselor, and then towards the end, you were a counselor the whole summer.
I was a counselor the whole summer, except the first week I was KP. So that first week I was like, what did I sign up for? It was just kind of weird to not know any campers.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that. And then coming into this year, you came as counselor in media.
Yeah, so with the media team, and there's definitely been lots of changing pieces based on when you hired everyone to when summer started, it shrunk in half.
Yes.
So we've definitely been overwhelmed with like all the projects that we wanted to start. But and especially we like keep going back to all the things that have happened this year with everything going on, kids spend so much time online. And there's so much horrible content. Like Rachel and I talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. There's so many things they could consume. So if we can offer them things that are good and that are like pleasing to the Lord and can hopefully draw them closer to God, like that's one of the best things we could be doing, especially when we're quarantined here. Mm-hmm. And our heart behind all the media stuff that we've done is that we want it to lead into genuine relationship. Mm-hmm. And we keep joking like, don't build a kingdom in the media room, but it's true because the kingdom isn't online.
Yeah.
So we don't want the end goal to be online community, but people feeling closer to their counselors, feeling closer to their friends at camp so that they want to come back to experience the actual people here so that we can know the actual God that we have a relationship with.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. You mentioned that the other day about working on the media team and wanting specifically saying that like we're taking these pictures and filming these videos so campers can feel closer to each other.
Yeah.
And so good. What, talk a little bit about like, cause you say that, and especially for someone who is looking from the outside or working at a camp or just seeing like a media photography, videography team, what are some of the temptations that it's easy to fall into?
Oh, that's such a good question. Definitely temptation for numbers. Mm-hmm. is obviously a huge thing, and to focus on what's going to get the most likes and what's going to get the most engagement. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky because the goal of it is to do well, because the more people that see it, the more likely it is that people come here. And like that, there's just like all the algorithm logistics. Right. And there's a large group of our counselors that literally are working here this year because of Instagram ads.
Yeah.
So that is important. And like a following within media is part of the purpose of media. But then we cannot apply that to our success here as counselors. Mm-hmm. And like taking that same number game into what we're doing here or the content that we're putting out, because we need to put out what we think God has put on our heart. So I think that's the main temptation. And then also there's just such a temptation, and this is for everyone I think year round, is to live capturing moments and to not experience them for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of campers not having their phones. And we're like, we get to do that for you, is to capture these moments. And like your and Mary Kate's first picture together was from a camp photographer.
Yeah.
Which is so cool that we get to capture those. But then for ourselves, we still want to be beneficial to building relationships with campers. So I tell Rachel, I'm like, okay, we filmed the one song. Like we're putting the cameras down.
Yeah.
And worshiping alongside, because not everything needs to be recorded. I just think about, as like parents now have cell phones to take pictures on and stuff, I'm like, the amount of pictures we're going to have of our kids is going to be insane. And like, the reality is we just don't need that many. And I think we miss out on a lot of moments actually happening that are real that we never get to go back to.
Yeah. I think that's so true and so good, especially for y'all's team. It's something that I hope I've instilled in you too, like that confidence to put the camera down.
Yeah.
And because like, if kind of how you said, like you're doing this to build real relationships, but whenever you get caught up in the capturing the moments, not being in the moment, well then you, when you're not being fed yourselves, you can't feed others and you can't work through them, do what you're trying to accomplish in the right way if you're not being fed yourself.
Yes.
And I think that's just like so true that like it's more important for the campers to talk to you than for you to take their picture.
Yeah. And that's like when editing this week, I'm like, I don't want to miss any cabin forum time. I don't want to miss main area free time, because what's the cost of that? Right. Is that a video is done on time, or I'd rather lose sleep or something at night to be able to physically be with them. And I just think it's important. And I talked to some people about this, like in filming worship videos. I said, for everyone that we film, ideally, I would want to worship 100 times without the camera. And to have that mindset going into it, if we want this to be an actual thing and not just do it every time the camera's on.
Yeah.
I think it's like a good rule of thumb to go by, even if it can't be 100-1.
Yeah. I want to say that too, for anyone listening here who's a camp director or is in management or running a media team, and saying that like what Megan and Rachel and Madeline and the whole media team we've had here, Miranda and Callie and everyone who's been taking pictures, has been able to accomplish. Like, we've grown 3 times as many followers. I mean, over like thousands and thousands on our, we've done, I mean, almost a year's worth of podcasts, YouTube videos, like every aspect of our online presence has grown 10 times in the last few months, and that's with them putting the camera down and being with their campers. And I feel like that, I feel like our success is like, partly that's God blessing us mm-hmm. in keeping the important things important.
Yes.
And also in them being healthy people who want to do this and also want to come back next year.
Yeah.
And could do it again.
And it's not that we're working 24 hours a day and that's why it's so good that we're able mm-hmm. to produce all this.
Right.
It's because we're still waking up and doing our silas and praying. Yep. And it's because I'm still eating dinner with my friends. And mm-hmm. it's because when I'm in there editing, I set up 5-minute time slots for people to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Just so I can continue like being part of staff and part mm-hmm. of loving them so they can love campers mm-hmm. and like me loving my own campers.
That's awesome. Awesome. What do you, so specifically talking about the podcast
mm-hmm.
and you filmed 25 episodes now, quite a lot. What do you, at this point while we're filming this, what do you feel like your biggest takeaway has been?
I have loved doing the podcast because I'm a journalism major and I went into college very unsure of that. And I'm honestly still quite unsure of that. I keep saying I could become a math teacher and I would not be surprised. But what I've grown to love about journalism is I literally just get to sit and ask people questions.
Mm-hmm.
So then being able to do it and sit with people that I know really well and some that I haven't gotten to know as well
mm-hmm.
and just listen to them, that's been my biggest takeaway by far, is just the gift of listening to people. And I've spent this past week in Girls 2, which are our youngest high school campers. So they just finished middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them like haven't mastered listening to one another, like don't have the self-control or anything. So that's something we keep talking to them about, is we just have so much to learn
mm-hmm.
and letting others be heard. And I think in asking good questions and in listening to people, that is where people feel so seen and so mm-hmm. known and so loved. And I know for myself, I just want to have a foundation for the people I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know what your family's like. I want to know where you're from. I want to know what your dreams are. Really before I even know anything about your faith, just so I have like some sort of context.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that with podcasts, is if I would record someone and we would come in here and just record, it might not have gone as well as someone that I like pre-interviewed before and just got to know on a deeper mm-hmm. level if I didn't already really know them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. How do you feel like you've grown from like the first podcast to this one?
Wow. I think humility and recognizing that whatever they're talking about, I might not have formed thoughts about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Kendall came on and talked about childlike faith, and I have so many thoughts on that. So it's easy to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But some other people might come on and talk about things that they're really passionate about. And like Reese comes on and talks about worship. I've never really thought logistically about being a worship leader and like what that looks like and the role that plays like in your faith and on your heart. So it's kind of humility and realizing we're all designed so different
mm-hmm.
and being able to just listen and celebrate has been so beautiful. Something Connor and I keep talking about is that through the Bible and like through the Gospels, we see Jesus interact with so many people. And in every interaction that Jesus has, we see a different part of him based on that person's personality as God made them. So when we're talking to other people, we can see a part of God that we would have never seen if we just listen to the things on their hearts. Because, and I was telling you before this, people will just talk about these things. And I'm like, I can never talk about that for more than 30 seconds, but it's something that God's really put on their heart. So just being able to recognize that in other people and celebrate that.
That's awesome. Do you feel like that's your goal for the listeners of this?
Yeah, I definitely think just learning from others is a big thing, and the patience to sit and participate in actual conversation and just listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I've been thinking a lot about. I know your mom's podcast was a lot about listening, because people really can solve a whole lot of their problems if they're given the space to just sit there and talk. And if they're given the 1 to 15 minutes of silence for them to say the next thing and like get it out, if you give them that space, give them the room, they're going to be able to work through their own things. Most of the time, people don't need advice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need whatever. They just need someone to listen. And I see that in our campers. I see that in our fellow counselors. So I'm like, that's something I bring to prayer a lot, is God, if I can wake up today and just be your ears for someone, let me just sit there and see you through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that people's relationships could be mended if they just sat down and listened to each other.
Yes.
And heard the words. I mean, I think so many times we, especially people that sometimes I have a problem with, and then I'll hear them talking about something that they're passionate about. I'm like, oh, like I understand them more.
Yeah.
Okay, now like I understand. And then like if they listen to me, I feel like we could just solve so many things. That's, I feel like at camp a lot of the times, and this is just about being a director at camp, but I feel like most of the problems, 99% of the problems at camp happen because someone didn't engage, someone didn't tell something, and someone didn't listen, or someone didn't listen to something. Either someone says it and someone didn't listen, or someone just didn't say it in the first place.
Yeah.
And just that, like, talking to each other. And I think that, like, we've been talking about this whole week at camp, especially about Jesus talking to us and us talking to him and him being the prize. And our relationship is based on this talking and listening thing. And our relationships with others are based on talking and listening, and just how important that is to be intentional about that.
So. Yeah. And I know, like in Hebrews, it says, let no bitterness take root. I think, I hope it's Hebrews, but it says that. And then in the Gospels, it says, if anyone has anything against their brother, leave the thing at the altar and like go make amends with your brother and go back. And that is something that camp has grown me so much in, because I used to think I have this negative feeling towards someone, but how I feel, like that's on me. They can't control that. So I'm just going to sit here and try to work through that myself. But I think a lot of bitterness grows in that, because I had the wrong perception of where they're coming from. And if I would just go ask and say like, hey, this is how I'm feeling, will you walk through this with me? And I don't think we need to take it to an extreme, and every single time we're irritated that someone like looked at you the wrong way, I have to talk about it. But I just think that there's so much growth and strength in relationship when we're not afraid to listen to one another and like consider the other's perspective.
It's amazing. It's awesome. Kind of just to wrap it up, what would you tell yourself? What would you tell yourself before working here?
Before working here, I would tell myself that you are not auditioning like to be people's friends or to be the camp counselor personality or like to be all these things, but that in Jesus you already have the part. So just show up and like be fully his and just be his daughter, and everything else is going to flow from that. Like the friendships are going to flow so naturally, and being able to love my campers is going to flow so naturally if I would have just like taken hold of the confidence that he like wants to instill in me. And I just think so much last year of certain friendships that just made me feel so seen and so loved. And like Erica and Tyler were the two that really just rocked my world and like my idea of friendship. But I wish it didn't take people, and that I had already known that and could have found that in just Jesus. But gratefully they were able to redirect me to Jesus in that.
That's awesome. And one thing you just said is that confidence. The confidence, it takes that confidence, not in your own self really, but in Jesus, that he's got you back and that he's going to, you can walk into any situation, that he's going to be there working it.
Yes. And that's something I've been thinking about a lot, is I just picture like this line, and in the middle is reliance on Jesus, and on one side is insecurity. So you're like insecure in Jesus's abilities and your own, and the other side is pride. And I know I used to be on the prideful end. And this summer I've really been struggling on that insecure end. And then I start to kind of feel bad for myself. Like, oh, I feel this way. Like someone needs to come along and fix it. But then you're thinking about yourself just as much in the insecurity as you are focused on yourself and the pride. Like they're both very self-absorbed, I guess. So it's like getting to that middle point of reliance on Jesus. Like I am good because I am his and he's going to live out of me.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. So you're at the end of your summer. You're about to leave camp tomorrow.
Don't talk about it.
So sad. We're definitely going to talk about it. In a few months, what would you tell yourself in a few months?
Oh my goodness. I would tell myself to remember the intentionality of this summer. And because I've had 1 week of campers this summer, I really like don't have any regrets in the way that I've like been with them and the way that I've tried to love them to the best of my abilities. Because I look back at this last school year, and I had really, really great friends at school. But I still relied on my camp friends, honestly, a lot, which was so sweet to be able to talk to them all the time and to be on FaceTime all the time and to still grow in those relationships. But I just keep telling my cabin, I see y'all walk into Girls too, and you look at who's not being talked to and you go and talk to them. And like, I've been so inspired by that. And I try to do the same thing in the main area. If I have a camper who's not being talked to, I go and talk to them. Like,
right.
It's just our job as campers or as counselors and campers. But then at school, I'm just not as present because if I'm on campus, I'm worried about my classes. I'm worried about my activities. I'm worried about my tests, like all these things. So I have no intentionality when I walk in a room other than get to class, fill up my water bottle, get to class, like open my computer, leave, like run to my car and go to the next thing.
Right.
So I just keep picturing our lives could look so much more like heaven on earth if we had the same intentionality outside of here as we did here.
Mm-hmm. That is, I think you just hit it right on. People talk about like, and if you've been to any camp, you know this, like this camp bubble that like inside of camp, there's, you do these things, you are intentional about seeing those who are lonely, seeing those who are lost, being, working in unity, being in peace. But then as soon as you go back into the outside world, like you just forget it, but it doesn't have to be that way at all. You can do the same exact, you can be the same person here as you are, as you can be the same person you are here, there, at school, at home, wherever you are, seeing who with eyes to see who are lonely, who needs to be talked to, who needs this word of encouragement. And like it would just change our entire lives.
And that's if we're reliant on Jesus in that middle place. Because if I'm relying on my friends, I'm not gonna be able to do that. But if we're like at that sweet middle point of reliance on Jesus, we're gonna be able to encourage and love. And Sarah talked about this in our Devo this morning for the Girls Lodge, but she's like, just ask your campers questions. And I'm like, yeah, that has been the thing of the podcast. That's been the thing with my cabin. It's just not being fearful and asking questions. And I'll literally get nervous to ask a camper, like, what's your relationship with Jesus like? I'm their camp counselor. They're going to expect that question from me. They're not going to be so caught off guard. But I'll just get intimidated to ask a good question. But people want that and they crave that and they want to be listened to. So that's just like been the main thing of all of it last summer, this summer, is because I know that I will not share something unless someone asks me.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could have sat here for 30 minutes and if you would have never asked me a question, I wouldn't have said anything. And that's part of it. Like I need to grow in the confidence to know that the Lord's put things on my heart to say.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone else is waiting for someone to ask, I want to be the one to ask and open that door for them.
Right. It's awesome. Yeah. Amazing. Do you have any final words for our listeners here?
Campers, I love y'all so much, and you teach me more than I could ever, ever teach you. Yeah. And this is what I tell my girls every year, and I want everyone to hear this, specifically the girls, is the only identity that we can live out of is loved. And last year, all of Girls 6, like we all made anklets that said loved. I'm like, that's the identity we're walking out of. Because and I was preaching this to myself last year, like they were teaching me this, because everything they were saying about themselves and about their lives was all from a lens that was very distorted and not truthful at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if we're living loved, the insecurity is going to go away. The fear is going to go away. The shame is going to go away. Like not asking people questions is going to go away. You're going to have a spirit of courage. You're going to have a spirit of graciousness if we only knew how loved we were by God. So like that's the thing to focus our eyes on. It's only our relationship with Jesus and how much he loves us, and let everything else flow from that. Live loved, everybody.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We usually end these with a prayer.
Yes. Okay. Or in your case, it's a song, but we'll do a prayer for me.
We'll do a prayer for you.
Perfect.
Father, I'm just so, so grateful that you have brought Megan. You brought me into camp last year and you brought her back this year. Father, I've just seen your hand on her from the very beginning, and I see you working in her lives and working in the every person she comes in contact with. Like, I just see your light shine through her into them, Father. You have been so good to us in everything you've given us for this podcast, for all of our media stuff. Father, we have just been so, so blessed. Father, I pray that everyone listening here will leave this, hearing this message, feeling loved, feeling a more confidence in you. Father, continue to bless us. Continue to work in our hearts, to turn our hearts to you, Father. You are so good in everything. In Christ's name, amen.
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 Thank y'all so much for listening. Since the kingdom is not built in the media room, it is our hope that you take these ideas into real life conversations with friends, family, and the Lord. Be sure to find us anywhere you can scroll at Camp Chioka and live knowing that you are loved.